Hello? This is www.abovetopsecret.com member Maverick Hunter, and I'm doing a podcast. I haven't done a podcast in ages, and I want to try out doing a podcast now. I'm unfortunately sorry that I don't have any music, but today's podcast will be on music and TV shows. Today's media is mindlessly brainwashed into believing that these people who make music and movies are cool. They think that there's a new season of Full House, there's a new season of Simpsons, there's a new season of Family Guy, there's a new book on Family Guy, there's a new book on Garfield, there's a new season of Full House, and they go like, they must watch it. I must watch this show, because if I don't, it'll be the end of the world. It'll be the end of the world if I didn't watch the show. Another whiny cries from shows. I believe that this is for mind control, and I've been on ATS for a little longer than I have been since I made my last podcast. So I will make my podcast brief and not brief, but clear. Movies try to analyze a certain point of historical events. Hollywood can do that for you. Hollywood can make movies about historical events. Hollywood can get you into war. Hollywood can even make it so that you don't really have a say, and that whatever you say is lost. Like, if you make a movie, and you go to make it, and if you are an independent filmmaker, unless it's a documentary film, you probably will not get it will probably not sell a lot of tickets. The reverse, if you're a huge Hollywood filmmaker, and you do have a lot of credentials, you will get a lot of movies sold. There are a lot of NWO propaganda in Hollywood movies. The most recent one being with the new James Bond film, James Bond Casino Royale 007. The new James Bond film is a poker. It is a film based on the first novel. But then again, that being said, the novels from years past don't predate the future. After the fall of Russia, the fall of the Soviet Union, instead of portraying James Bond movies with Afghan warriors and the Soviet Union, they portrayed enemies as drug runners and thieves, and basically, this is all for persuasion. Persuasion, how you want to see the film, how you need to see the film, what the film is basically offering to people who want to see it. Persuasion, they can be persuaded easily to see a film like this. If you want to see a film that's about a diamond trade, you should go see the film that they made about the Middle Eastern country had a rebellion, and they needed a diamond for it. This one guy got a diamond, and they started a rebellion. Enough said. They're making movies to feature war. Hollywood wants to send war, and this is NWO propaganda. It's propaganda to get us into war, and lots of people don't like it one bit, but it's not like they really have a say. Music portrays songs about peace and love. They very rarely show songs about rebellion. The band Rage Against the Machine split for some unknown reason, and they were showing songs about rebellion, but other than that, Hollywood is fascist agenda, and you could use other words than fascist, but that doesn't permit you from saying that they're fascist, because Hollywood and Disney combined to make two huge entities, and they get... They were trying to spread Christianity or some other fascist agenda. It's not like they want... It's not like they're not trying to do this, but I believe that is for mind control, and I believe that is, they're trying to only convert masses of society into believing that something is cool, and then believing that something can be the voice of the future, so that I made a post saying that... Hold on, let me catch it. Alright, I called it, mind control, it's already here. And I said, mind control is already here, and it has been for the longest amount of time. Most mind control devices are seen by more than millions of amounts of people. These mind control devices can be shown, shows like Fox News, Dancing with the Stars, various news programs on the net, and also subliminal messages that are given to you by TV shows. The show Yu-Gi-Oh! Focuses emphasis on drawing, and they even built one type of cards that can be used to make deck. This game involves the use of strategy, and it manipulates people into thinking that they have a choice in how they build their deck and what they draw, because then that you... Other than that, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a form of mind control. Dancing with the Stars, a show with dozens of celebrities. They have people left and right showing up that they are stars of the show, and they want more fast than America. They want America to be filled with sex. They want America to be fully sponsored, anarchist-sponsored sex drive. The anarchist is monitoring these shows, and they will be here for time to come. The Simpsons shows some political message of humor. There are other mind control devices in the media too, like with Fox News, as they have a debate scheme. They attack the left more than conservative wing. The left wing is the enemy to the right wing. The right wing tries to demoralize us and claims that we are the enemy of the state. Also, that is what I think. More later. And then Hollywood tries to show the Christian religion as the only right religion, and tries to tell people to, like, if someone's an atheist and they're not an atheist, to not talk to the atheist, because when you're an atheist, they think, Hollywood thinks, and you may correct me if I'm wrong in this, they think that that means that you think you've ruined that there's no God. That's basically what they say, and I think that's completely ridiculous, and I have a lot to say, and, like, if someone told me, because I was an atheist, that I couldn't talk to them, and they had more friends than I do, and they had other friends than not me, I'd be very mad, and I'd be peeved off, and if they started hitting me because I was an atheist, and that I wasn't a religious belief, or didn't have any religious belief, I'd be very mad. But then again, that being said, this is all form of mind control. The Roman Catholic Church is a religion based on attacking atheists and other forms of religion. They only believe that it's right. And also, I believe that I have a right to be an atheist, and I have the right to say what I want to say. And I will not be put out by the one world government, because I'm not a threat to them. And secondly, I don't really think that they need to have a one world order, because I think that the one world order is already here. It's already here, it's in your TV shows, it's in your movies, they are sex symbols. And basically, if it weren't for America being the land of conspiracy, none of us would be even on ATS, so I think I have very good points, and I am currently thinking this through, and I think that Hollywood is the fastest agenda, and this is Maverick Hunter, and I'm signing off in 3, 2, 1. Thank you. That was my podcast, ATS podcast, conspiracy podcast. Have a nice day.